everyone.
Hey guys. Welcome back to The Real Podcast. I am Precious, your host, and I'm with...
Hola, nice to have you all join us again. How is your day? Hope you're having a great day. How are you, Precious? What have you been up to?
I'm good. Honestly, my life has changed a lot. Like, I went and saw Beyonce on Monday, and I'm not the same anymore, okay?
Let's just pack and talk about this.
Yeah, because honestly, so it was for her Cowboy Carter tour, Act 2. And honestly, I am transformed as a person. I went in there not expecting anything, and I came out renewed. I came out with a new purpose in life. I came out like, okay, I need to step up my game, because she literally slapped me and told me to wake up. Like, she literally, like, she pulled out all the stops. Like, she pulled out all the stops. She was dancing, singing, wow. See, when they say, like, Beyonce is our, like, MJ of the generation that we're in, I'm like,
this is your first Beyonce.
This is my first time. That's why I'm so, like, I'm like, how many times am I going to see Beyonce in my lifetime?
I think time is running out. Like, if you don't catch
genuinely, I feel like she wants to retire soon. I don't know, like, something's telling me
Will be one more Destiny's Child.
Tour. Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm done.
That was my week.
That's the end of conversation. Boom, you won. I saw Beyonce last year. Maybe 2 years ago.
What album was it? Lemonade?
Renaissance one.
Oh my gosh, that was the one I wanted to go to.
Yeah, I saw it, and there were moments where I was trying to record, and like, I was just so blown away that I just stopped recording. My friends would be like, okay, you're experiencing Beyonce. That's why the phones come down, because I'm like, oh, what is happening?
I do wish she did pick a different stadium, because I feel like Tottenham Stadium is just a bit far. Maybe if it was like Wembley or O2, somewhere a bit more, Tottenham was just a bit out of the way.
Oh, okay. In terms of like getting there.
Yeah, like getting there. I was just like, North London, girl? Like, have you seen?
I'm North London.
Oh, sorry.
What else did you get up to?
After Beyonce, I had to rest. I had to take a breather. I had to be like, wow, I really started to contemplate my life. And I was like, right, I need to get on the ball. So I've been back in the gym, because I fell off the gym a little bit. And I feel like with the gym, it's such a weird one, because it's like, no matter how many times you start, it's like, as long as you start, you start. I feel like the gym is like, you can take breaks, but you can
get back to where you left off.
Like, literally.
Continue. That's
and amazing. I really believe people when they say gym does help your mental, because for me personally, it has definitely helped my mental health. Like, without the gym, I don't know. Like, I just, so for me, it's just gym and recovering from Beyonce. But what about you?
My week has not been as exciting as that. I think one new thing that's exciting is I got, because I'm on the public speaking journey, and so I recently got accepted into this public speaking bureau called the Great British Speakers. So looking forward to the opportunities that will come out of that. It's a new career, and I'm excited, because I'm kind of tired of 9 to 5. Any way of getting out of 9 to 5 is
don't even start.
That is the goal. The ghetto. That's my news for the week. Let me think. What else happened to me this week? Other things, but I think I'll share them in other episodes. But but for right now, the Great British Speakers, looking at a new speaker on that platform, and many of the opportunities that'll come out of that.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like we should even do something where we do something we're scared of, like if it's like a hobby that you really want to do.
Yeah.
Like, some people it's karaoke. To just,
Personally, I love a good karaoke. Give me the mic.
We are getting people to overcome their fears.
Yeah, it's true.
Just have a segment like that on there, like dare to be. I don't know. I feel like it'll be cool. So yeah, nice catching up. So today, what are we talking about today? What's the film? We're talking about the films. Yeah, come on.
There's been so many films that are like either gonna come out or have come out, and I'm like, yeah, this year they're not playing. I know we had a bit of like a writer's strike, so there wasn't really much, but y'all pumping out the content, and I'm like, calm down, everybody, just calm down. Okay, like there's so much to consume and there's so little time. I'm like, oh, before the next one comes out, I have to watch this so I can be in the loop. Oh, it's a lot. It's actually a lot. What about you?
I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited. There is a lot coming out, but I think there's levels to my excitement depending on the film. And I think for me, 2026, the one film that I was so surprised that I would like, I would like last year that has a part two coming out this year is Wicked.
And, oh my gosh, me too.
Have you seen that?
Me too. Wicked, another film that changed me. The only thing with me was I didn't realize that Wicked, like when they were gonna do it in cinema, I didn't know it was actually a musical. So when they were like just always singing, I was like, why they keep singing? Like,
wait, what do okay. you mean?
Like
what
I thought, I was gonna go in and it was just gonna be like straight dialogue, but every 2 seconds it was like singing. I was like, I didn't register, like, it just didn't click in my head that this is a musical adaptation. I was like, oh.
There was a social media post and someone in Lagos. So it's like pops of people's experiences of Wicked, and a lot of them said exactly what you said, because you know musical is not like a Nigerian, like we don't really do
music. Yeah,
so a lot of them coming out of the cinema, the screening room, are like, there was just so much singing. And you just said, well, Wicked is like one of the most popular like Broadway like things.
Didn't realize it was like actually going to be singing all the time. I was like, oh God, okay. And then I loved it.
Rebo, like, come on.
Yeah. And it was really nice to see Ariana go back to her acting for me, because I grew up on her Nickelodeon and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, like, okay, you still got it. Like, you can still act, because she's just been singing for so long that I kind of like forgot that she's an actor or actress. Yeah. So it was nice to see her getting her bag. But for me, Cynthia Erivo stole the show. Sorry.
it's her film. She's...
Yeah.
She's the star of the film. Her voice is ridiculous.
Oh, she cleared the... Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she stole the show for me.
Let me just try and read a little plot line for anyone who's living under a rock that has no idea of what Wicked is. So Wicked is... okay, this is what ChatGPT is telling me. In a magical land of Oz, Elphaba, a bright young woman born with green skin, arrives at a university and unexpectedly befriends the popular Glenda. And as their bond deepens, they face growing differences over love, ambition, and the truth. So that's like a quick high-level overview of the plotline. When Elphaba discovers the corruption at the heart of the Emerald City, she chooses to stand against injustice. I think that's more than enough of the story to share. And Elphaba is played by Cynthia Erivo, and Glinda is played by Ariana Grande. It's a really great cast. There's a lot of popular people.
Yeah.
And you've seen it, right? You saw it.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, I had to.
I've seen it twice. That's how bad. That's how much I liked it.
Have you seen the musical? Have you seen the actual West End?
No, I've never seen it. I've seen clips of it, or maybe but I've never seen it. I don't think
I want to watch the West End one now. Really want to watch it.
Same. So that's my first one. Wicked. I'm looking forward to Wicked too. What's your first one?
Oh, so my film that I really love this year, which has been talked about everywhere. If you've not seen it, mate, I don't know where you live. But for me, it's Sinners. Like, when I talk about, I can talk about that movie, the themes, the little, like, what you take away, like, the little subtle nuances that what's his name? The director, Daniel, I forgot his name. forgot his name.
Ryan Coogler.
Like, he's his mind. I want to jump in his brain because I want to understand how and why he does certain things. Like the movie for me, if you don't know what it's about, it's basically about these twin brothers that come back to their home country to basically start a new business, all about the blues and the country and stuff like that. And then they discover that there's actually a greater evil that's waiting for them. And that's what I'm going to say. That's actually what I'm going to say. I think if you want to know more, head to your local cinema. And if you can't, there's other ways. But honestly, honestly, that movie, like Michael B. Jordan, yeah, like I knew he was a good actor from like Black Panther and Creed. But I feel like this movie for me, I was like, wow, you can really act. Like you put your foot. Like it was so good. And then seeing like Hailee Steinfeld. I've not really watched much of her, but this movie made me want to watch other stuff of hers. I was like, wow, you could act as well. Like, nah. So what about you, Olo?
What did I think about? I mean, first, Michael B. Jordan's acting was amazing. The cast, the supporting cast, they did their jobs. The themes, all of the themes in the film. We probably need one episode of just breaking down Sinners.
Yeah.
It's a film that needs its own standalone episode.
Yeah.
It definitely does. And all of this, the themes and that it takes on and explores, and the cinematography and the acting, the soundtrack, like everything. Beautiful, like they just really nailed it. And
on the head,
the only criticism I have is I don't really like the fact that Michael B. Jordan played the twins. I wish there was someone else that played, like,
really.
Yeah, I was a bit like, we don't need to see. I feel like women love the fact that there were two Michael B. Jordans on
screen. Yes, have you seen him? Have you seen that man? Yes, great casting choice, Ryan. Great, I see you. You did that.
I feel like it should have been, if you've seen Creed, it should have been Jonathan Majors and Michael B. Jordan.
Jonathan Major?
I know none of the issues about Jonathan Majors.
Nah.
I feel like I would have liked it to be Jonathan Majors.
Okay,
I know
there's been
a lot of controversy around Jonathan Majors. And all of the issues that he's gone through. And if not Jonathan Majors, who would I prefer instead? I don't know. I just feel like they look nothing alike. Obviously, Michael B. Jordan is so much
more
Jonathan Majors. But I just feel like it would have been nice to have them. Because in Creed, I liked them in Creed. I really enjoyed Creed.
Oh, what? Is this Creed 3? Oh, yeah. I haven't even watched that one yet.
Yeah, so they were the leads in Creed 3. And I really liked that. However,
I could have seen it being even Daniel Kaluuya. Like, he would have been a great...
Daniels and his accents into the way he switches on.
Literally. So he would have been a nice, like, balance with Michael B. Jordan. Because they were great in Black Panther as well. So we've already seen a little bit of what they can bring.
That's true. I really find it interesting the relationship between Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler. Because this is like the
Like, it's such, I didn't even know that
relationship. Like, it's really, really cool. Because we usually see that with, like, Leonardo DiCaprio and maybe Martin Scorsese or something like that. But like, it's nice that they've got this two leading superstar actor directors working together and creating content that we
know.
Yeah. So I think that's really
cool. And even like the theme of it being around, like, well, spoiler alert, you should have seen it by now. So
you should have seen it. If you haven't seen it, I don't know what you're doing, honestly.
Literally. But even it being around like vampires, but the vampires aren't even really, like, if you like are clued in, it's not even really about the vampires. It's so much more. But like, they took a genre of vampires and they didn't make it like gimmicky or like all like romancy. Like, it's deep. Like, I feel like I like the way he twisted the genre and made it a lot deeper than what it could have been, because we've seen Twilight.
And I like how he was also they didn't make it like you knew nothing about vampires. Like you sort of like the way the story was told was like where the audience is educated enough to know the basics about vampires. Someone is sort of teaching the rest what to do. It's like well informed of like this is they didn't have to go read a book or research.
Yeah. You know what you're getting into.
You know, yeah. So I like that. It's so interesting.
For me that's that movie. Like I genuinely want to watch it again because I want to watch it but inspect it. I think the first time I just took it in. So the second time I want to watch it and really dissect each scene because and like you said, even the music, like Ludwig, he needs an Oscar. Get that man a Grammy because his is.
Did you know there's a post-credit scene? Apparently, there's a post-credit scene in that film.
Oh yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I watched it to the end.
Okay, don't tell me. I didn't see a post-credit scene.
There is at the very, very end. Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of all these post-credit scenes, guys. It was like a Marvel thing, or what's it, Marvel? What's X-Men?
Yeah, Marvel. Yeah, Marvel does it a lot.
And then, like now they do two. Like,
it's getting out of hand. Like, post-credit scenes, guys. Yeah. Let's just
stop it. We don't want it.
It's too much. Like, how many post-credit scenes does there need to be?
Yeah, it's just okay.
I agree.
My second choice. Oh, let's just add everything. This is
our list. Yeah, this is our list.
The next one is a Marvel Studios production. This is Thunderbolts.
I wanted to watch that.
Such a good film. And I usually don't like Avengers. Like, I'm not an Avengers guy. No, I'm not really.
Don't let them find you.
I don't know why. I think because I was so heavy into the X-Men era. Because that's my time. And it's like it's the Gen Z's and younger millennials that really love Avengers. While I'm on like X-Men is the best, X-Men, even though movies that a lot of them are not really like.
I don't really like X-Men stuff. I think it's quite boring.
They will fight I love X-Men, and a lot of them don't like X-Men 3, Last Stand, and I love X-Men 3. The new iteration of X-Men, which you probably don't even know the older version of X-Men because you're so young. It's the Jennifer Lawrence X-Men.
Yeah, that's the one I know. That's the one I know. And I like that one.
Rubbish. that's not my actual. The Famke Janssen, the Scott, James Marsden, the Halle Berry Storm. That's my.
I see. Yeah.
So I'm very, very passionate about X-Men, and I'm an op when it comes to Avengers. Just coming and just doing so well. Like, they did so well.
That you did.
Like, you can't even deny. Like, that whole franchise is killing it.
Yeah.
So Thunderbolts was a refreshing take on the superhero genre, and starring Florence Pugh, which... I haven't seen a lot of her films, but I really, really liked her as Yelena Belova.
You need to watch Black Widow because she's in that.
I saw it. All of the films.
For someone that says they don't mess with Marvel, you've gone to watch all of them. I don't trust you.
I'm just dead beef, you know, just in the same. Thunderbolts is a covert government sanction task force is assembled by Valentina Allegra de Fontaine, I'm probably sure I messed that up, to handle high risk missions deemed too dangerous or politically sensitive for the Avengers. So this is new team composed of morally complex anti-heroes and reformed villains. I really
My gosh, is this like Suicide Squad? Okay.
Exactly. That's
no. Oh no, guys, we're not doing this again. Suicide Squad was trash. Yeah. Sorry, if trash. you if you like that movie, then your selection of movies is poor, because that movie was trash. And I can't deal with another anti-hero squad situation.
Were there two Suicide Squad films, or was it just one?
Yeah, I think they made a second one, but more on focus on Harley Quinn. They removed it. It's more about Harley Quinn at this point.
Okay.
But I feel like they overhyped Suicide Squad to the, and then it just, I don't know, it just fell. Like, I just did not like that movie.
I think I remember the first one. I don't think I saw the second one fully. I saw the first 10 minutes, because I think it's on Prime or... I don't know where. I know I saw it somewhere. Or maybe it's just screening on TV now. And I kind of was okay with the first one.
The first one's all right.
It was that model, that popular model. That
Margot Robbie.
No. That's Margot is that's Harley. Harley Quinn is Margot. Is Margot Robbie, right?
Yeah.
But the
she is.
The first one is it's like this big model, Cara Delevingne. There you go. Yeah, that's her name. And I feel like that's one of her first acting, like big acting roles. I didn't really find it believable. I didn't like her powers.
Me too.
Suicide Squad is it's not the best film, but Thunderbolts is.
Did they do it better?
I think so. The stunts were better, and I feel like. Did you watch this series? What's that spin-off of Wanda? Something Knows Best. It was Agatha All Along. Here you go.
Oh my gosh, I need to watch that because I watched WandaVision. Yeah. And that was good. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like that was really good. I need to watch the
Marvel series for me. I don't know why they
full Marvel series. I think it was really good.
So I think what happened was with Agatha All Along, there was the use of real, like they created the sets. It wasn't so CGI based, like a lot of the scenes or the set was actually built or location and that. And the response of that film was so, of that series was so positive. So I feel like they took elements of that into.
Yeah.
A lot of it was like the actors actually performing the stunts. They actually like the sets. And,
because I'm not going to lie, I feel like actors are getting a little bit lazy. Sorry. don't shoot me. Yeah. The only actor I can say who isn't lazy is Tom Cruise, because that man will do whatever he needs to do.
If there's ever anything happening in the world, we need Tom Cruise to save us, because he has more than enough that he's the hero we need and deserve.
Literally. Yeah. He's the only one out here working. Like, he will jump out of a plane.
In Iran, Palestine, like Israel. Why is he not over there right now?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. Because I'm like, actors used to work. Actors used to do everything. Like, they weren't shy. Yeah. And now I feel that, obviously, because of, like, laws and stuff like that, now you've got to, like, cuddle them. But I'm like, no, jump out of the plane if you have to. Like, do the stunt. We can tell when it's not you. Like, your stunt double is not that. Like, we can still... We know that's not you, girl. Come on now.
So, that's one thing I think I enjoyed seeing in Thunderbolts, and that's what we need to see more in cinema. Especially
with... Yeah.
You know, if Tom Cruise can't do it, the guy's almost 60. Like, if he can still do it...
Literally.
If he can still
he's
be...
He's actually old.
And that, like, why are the new actors not... But in this film, they're doing it, and I really enjoy it. The story itself, mental health, is something they touch on.
It's so good.
It's good.
But you're not feeling it.
I didn't really like some elements of the mental health, but it's important, yes. But overall, I give it like a good 7.5 out of 10.
Okay, that's quite high. Yeah. That's really quite high.
Yeah, it's a good film. Yeah, so
feel like with mental health, you're never going to get it right.
Yeah.
So it's one of them ones where it's like, you can never really get it right, regardless of how you want to portray it. So it's just one of those ones where you just have to, like...
At least they're talking about it. You know, like before that, they don't
want to. It's better than nothing. Yeah, it's literally better than nothing.
Yeah.
So the movie
it's so interesting. You know, comic books came out like maybe 60s, 70s, 80s. And so they've been talking about mental health, but it was but it was in the comic world and that.
Yeah.
And interesting how, like, it's in popular media now, but it still feels like something new that we're talking about. But it's been
It does.
Decades ago. Anyway, sorry, go on.
My movie, or the movie on our list that I'm literally anticipating, and I hope they don't mess it up, I'm actually hoping they don't mess it up, is How to Train Your Dragon, but the live action. Because I am a How to Train Your Dragon stan. Yeah, I've watched 1, 2, 3. I've watched it multiple times. So for me, this movie, you can't mess it up. Literally, you've got a blueprint already. You've got a reference. Copy and literally paste. Don't change the ending. Because I know a lot of these live actions, they love to change the ending for some reason. Don't do that, please. The way that it happens in the animation, do it in the live action. So that's the movie I'm literally anticipating. I'm also anticipating that they get the cast. Like, I think the cast is okay. I think the only issue I have is the new Astrid. I think the new Astrid doesn't look like the Astrid of the animated series. But I can look past that because, you know, it's okay for change. But I just hope they don't mess it up. I just hope it's original to the source.
Amazing. I have a couple of questions because... you're giving Gen Z very much right now. I don't think I've ever seen How to Train Your Dragon. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah. You've never seen it?
No, never seen it.
Wait,
so wait, there's films already. This is not the first one.
Yeah, there's literally like three. The franchise is finished. Like, the trilogy is finished. They've just now made the live action. Because I don't know what it is now. It's like everybody can't think of new ideas or originality is just lost. But everything now is just live action of something old. Which, how do you feel about that? Because I personally, I don't like it.
I don't like it too. I don't like
okay.
it.
Okay,
let's throw it away. Like, there was
it's boring.
Like the Cinderella, was it?
That just Snow White. Yeah, Snow White did
horrible. No, it didn't do well in cinema, like in theater.
I wasn't gonna watch it.
And Lion King.
I wasn't going to watch it.
Even though the Queen of the World
is I liked Lion King. Hold on. No. Hey, I liked Lion King.
I'm not interested in watching the Safari document. I love you, Queen. Queen of the World. Who else is in
no!
this?
No! Aaron Pierre, that's Mufasa. How can you say that?
I'm sorry. It's not... Even the new one.
No, it was good.
I just can't.
I think I understand where you're coming from, though. I feel like
with the faces were just a bit more animated. Because I feel like we trained the last, what you call this one? How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a bit animated. Like, it's not like Game of Thrones, like Dragon.
Oh my gosh, yeah. No. It's more friendly.
No, so it's a bit more animated. Whereas in Lion King, literally like a real lion. Sometimes I'm looking at like, is it gonna roar now? Like, it's like it just didn't really make a lot of sense in my head.
Yeah, I'm the same with you in the sense of Lion King is like, how many Lion Kings do we need? That's my thing. Because it's like they keep trying to say, oh, this is the story of Mufasa. This is the story of Scar. It's like, you guys could have just wrote a book. Exactly. Or you guys could have just did a little presentation. It's just for me, it's like, you guys are just... literally, it's just like, you guys are like, I know that you guys know there's a love around the franchise, so you're milking it. But you're going to get to a stage where people are going to like, hate it. And I think it's kind of started.
A time, they should have done this years ago. Like,
they've
done this in like the early 2000s or the late 90s.
Yeah, when it was really popping.
Yeah, when it was really, really, and we need that same animation. I don't know why.
Yeah.
We want that animation.
This whole going to 3D. Like, I don't really mess with the 3D stuff. I'm actually like, bring back 2D. Like, bring back real drawings. Because, like, 3D is cool, but now it's just, like, taking over the whole animated industry. I'm like, what happened to real drawing? Like, what happened to taking your time? And I feel like with 2D, as you said, you can be more expressive. I don't know. I feel like with 3D, maybe because of the technology or maybe we're still learning, it's, I guess, might be a bit harder to get the expression you're trying to get. Whereas with 2D, you can literally draw a smile and it looks like a smile. So...
So how to train? What? Okay. So let me just more questions because it was based on a TV show, right? Is that how
it started? No, it's based on a film, but then they also have a TV show as well.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a whole, like...
first, and then the series
came out. The film, yeah, and then there's a series, and now there's this live action.
Oh, nice. Okay. I wonder if that's coming out this year.
Yeah, this year. I don't know if it's already come out, but it's coming out, and I'm excited to watch it and see how they've, like, adapted it, or if they've kept true to the source.
Nice. Speaking of other animated films, there's the Smurfs. There's a new Smurfs movie coming out.
I'm tired of the Smurfs. Like, I'm actually over the Smurfs as a whole. Like, I'm so sorry. How many movies do we need of the Smurfs coming into the real world? That's so played out. It's so played out. I'm so sorry. We've already seen it. You lot did that before. It was cute. It was fun. Oh, these are the Smurfs. They don't know how to act in the real world. It's like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Like, no, please, put it in the bin.
Interesting, because, like, those cartoons, unless it's still on Cartoon Network or something, but this came out in, like, the 90s. Like,
Alvin and the Chipmunks,
the Smurfs, they're all old.
Old
content that came out long time ago. And so it's interesting now, because obviously there's all these young kids, young adults,
who are
majority of the people going to buy tickets to the cinema anyway.
Yeah, so yeah,
those kind of films. And it's like, they probably don't even know the history of those films. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Of the content, the fact that it was this cartoon that were big in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. And for me as well, it's like, you're using celebrities like Rihanna and stuff. So for me, it throws me off, because it's like, when I'm watching it, but I'm hearing Rihanna, all I'm seeing is Rihanna. Like, I'm not, I don't know, it's hard to get me invested in it, because I'm just hearing Rihanna.
Very
so true. It's not like she's not playing with her voice. She's not changing her voice. It's literally, she's just speaking into that microphone. Yeah. So for me, it's like, how am I supposed to be invested when it's like, why can't you get proper voice actors that can change their voice, you know?
That's another issue. People are going there to listen to Rihanna. People are going there to... You know, because also she's got songs. I feel like the songs.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. I've heard it. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't really think I like this. I don't think I like this. I'm like, girl, just give us the album. Give us the album.
The album. Unfortunately, I don't think that album's ever gonna come.
Have hope, Allah. She's gonna give it to us one day. I have hope.
She's done with music. She's a bazillionaire that's making so much money.
No, have hope. I genuinely think she is going to bring it out one day. She's just biding her time. You know, it's a lot of pressure for her. She said she's got a child on the way. Don't worry. She's definitely coming back. Like, she'll be back. Don't you worry. And when she's back, actually, I want to make a bet. When she's back, I want you to come back on this podcast. I want you to eat your words. Yeah.
I think she's done.
She's not making
no new music. The only music she's making is for the Smurfs. That's it. That's awesome.
Okay. Well, when she comes with that album, you got to come back and eat your words. I'll remember, and the streets will remember.
So my next film, this is my last film. This is a film. It's called Love Hurts. And it's, have you seen Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Yeah, and that movie, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't understand it.
A lot of people didn't.
It was really a lot.
But I
didn't get it. Okay.
I love those movies that talk about alternate dimensions, parallel lives. I love all those films that just sort of touch on things that we don't know, we like to think exist. Because I feel like even science is saying there's like evidence of parallel versions of Earth or something like that, like all stacked together or something like that. So it's just... the guy, I think his name is K. Hugh Kwan. Lord, forgive me for pronouncing that or botching that. So his character is called Marvin Gable, and he's this cheerful, mild-mannered realtor of the year in a suburban town. And on Valentine's Day, he receives a message from a friend. And this friend is someone who is like an assassin, and so receiving this letter from this assassin that everyone thinks is dead unravels a whole plot around him being like hunted and he's been hunted. There's a lot of stories that unravel around the assassin, his past life and his future. So,
okay. That sounds really interesting.
It's a cool movie. It's kind of low budget movie. I saw the advert sometime last year, promo for Ryan, because I like the way the guy acts. He's just this very cheerful, nice guy, and his story is so inspirational, because like he had the film with maybe Martin Scorsese or someone really big. And he had this one film in like the 80s or something, and then he completely went off like films again up until Everything Everywhere at Once, and then he makes
I know who you're talking about, the Asian guy.
The Asian guy. So then makes that Everything Everywhere at Once, and he just, his career just comes back, and now he's like this sort of actor. And he won an Oscar for that. I think he won an Oscar.
Yeah, he did.
And so it's, I like, anytime I see him anywhere, I'm like, okay, let me just watch it.
Yeah, support him.
Yeah, I just like I like him as a person. And so the film is full of a lot of action. He's really, if he keeps doing what he's doing, he could be like a comedy Jackie Chan version of what Jackie Chan was or represented at the time. Because he does the stunts very well.
And oh, good for him.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting watching him act, do comedy, and then do action all at the same time. And so I really enjoyed that. And the assassin is a popular lady. I can't remember her name now, but she's like a Broadway. She was in Hamilton, and then she was in the sort of movie by the Hamilton creator, Under the Lights or something like that. So she's the assassin.
Oh, is it Riverine Heights?
Riverine Heights.
Riverine Heights. I think like that's by Hamilton, the creator.
Like a Latino based.
Yeah,
so I think she was the lead in that, and so she's the assassin in this movie. So it's interesting seeing her go from Broadway to like action comedy. It was nice seeing that journey of her character. It's really fun, funny, action filled, silly. Doesn't take itself so serious. And I enjoyed it. And some of the cast too, you're not really expecting them. There's a guy who's like an actual realtor, like one of them ones that has a house flipping show on TV, like Home Improvement. Yeah.
Happens to be on there. Oh my gosh.
It's just, and then there's this other, I think T Booker, I'm not sure of his name.
Yeah.
He's like former pro athlete who's now doing a bit of comedy, massive black man in the film, getting messed up by this tiny Asian guy. it's just a nice film. I enjoyed it, and that's my film. Yeah,
which I feel like we need more of. And I feel like for me, like just going off of like Jackie Chan, I'm like, for me, he's the only male Asian that dominates Hollywood. And obviously I love Jackie Chan from like Rush Hour days and like Karate Kid, but I feel like Jackie, you're getting old.
Yeah.
Hang up, well, like, the man.
He's in Karate. There's a new Karate Kid film, I think.
Yeah, he's in that.
He's in that.
And even that, I'm like, I'm petty. I know I'm not gonna watch it because I just feel like nothing beats the old one. Like that one was just good. It was a good classic. I don't understand why you need to do a new one. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like it's not gonna be as good. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. There's just something about the 2010s that the film industry was in their bag.
I have a question for you. So Karate Kid, are you talking about the one with Jaden?
Yeah, that's the one I know. Yeah, that's the Karate Kid I know.
You know there's an older one of that?
No, because that's not what I wouldn't even watch it.
So like there's an older one of that goes up to like maybe like the 80s or like early 90s. That's where the story actually starts from.
Yeah.
And that one has a spin-off on Netflix called Cobra Kai.
I think I've seen that, yeah.
And so this new one is the OGs from Cobra Kai, from the first Karate Kid and Cobra Kai, and then Jackie Chan. The newish with Jackie Chan, the newer one with the Netflix people all together.
I actually might have to see this because I want to see how they intertwined the genre. Like, that sounds amazing. That sounds fun.
Because my nephew, he's so young, like 16. So I doubt he's even seen the Jackie Chan one, but he loves Cobra Kai. Like, he loves Cobra Kai.
Oh.
So So that's the reason why he's like excited about this film, because
yeah.
So it's interesting how like he just, and then there are people like in their 40s, 50s who followed the whole original Karate Kid movie and then the Jaden one. And so it's just a lot of different generations who absolutely love that this film is coming out. But yeah, Jackie Chan is very much needed. Like,
he is.
That's where I went on this tangent about the film. But yeah, I love Jackie Chan so much.
Yeah, my last movie, I think, for me, will be The Fantastic Four, The First Step. This one, I'm so sorry, I have to see it, because the last one I watched was with Jessica Alba. She's in that one. And
So you didn't watch the Michael B one?
No, I didn't. I just after the first one, I was just like, this is too much. Fantastic Four. Yeah, I didn't bother. I was like, Jessica Alba, she was enough for me. I was like, she's a baddie. I'm going to watch her. But this one with Pedro Pascal, I'm like, oh, I like Pedro. So I'm like, oh, I want to see what you can bring to the table, because I've seen him in like Narcos and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, this guy's got range. And he's even in Game of Thrones. And I'm like, you've got raw range. Like, so I want to see what he brings to this like genre. And I also just want to see how they evolve Fantastic Four, because I feel like it's one of those underrated movies that don't really like, it don't get enough love. It's not a Marvel. It's not, I don't even know. Is it DC? I don't even know what. I don't know what franchise. DC, X-Men? I don't know. I just like them.
Yeah.
But I feel like, is it a copycat of Avengers or what? Like, that's what I want to know.
I wasn't excited about this one for the longest
really time.
But then, because they were in the post-credits scene of Thunderbolts.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, but I wasn't really excited because that Jessica Alba one. That was
fantastic.
That was my cast.
My cast.
So it's difficult when they're redoing things, remaking films, and you've got this bond or this familiar feeling with the OG content. So a lot of younger people may not even know about, because they made like two or three Fantastic
Four. Yeah, they did. They actually did.
I really love those films. I think I even had the game on PlayStation 2 at the time. Like, I was that much of a fan. And the cast, because obviously there was Johnny Cash was Captain America. What's his name?
It'll come to me.
Yeah, Captain America, Jessica Alba, the big guy. They're all still doing things now. That's all I'm talking about. That, and then Dr. Doom was the guy from Charmed. Did you Charmed?
Oh my gosh, Charmed! Wait, who?
Cole. You know Cole, right? Cole.
No, that not Cole.
Dr. Doom was Cole. Yeah. Cole from Charmed. Yeah.
Sorry. Side note, because if you know who Cole is in Charmed, you'll know why I'm shocked. Because that man, he stays playing the villain. I'm sorry. He stays playing the evil one. And honestly, we need to do a whole episode about Charmed, because there's so much I have to say.
Listen, I was that weird guy in high school that loved Charmed. It was like so weird.
Oh my gosh. In
Nigeria talking about Charmed. That was me.
I have so much to say about that silly, silly, silly show. So I'm ready. Like, all the Charmed fans, gather here. Because that show. Yeah, me and my friends literally love that show.
That's so interesting. We have to do like an OG TV series.
Yes.
Episodes we have to just talk about. Because like, did you watch One Tree Hill, for example?
Oh, I haven't. But I did. I've watched 90210, but like the children, not the second one.
Yeah.
They're Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much to say. Oh my days, Ola. So good. That deserves its own.
Yeah.
Own section. Yeah, because what about
Gossip Girl? Did you watch Gossip Girl?
So the thing with Gossip Girl is I tried to start it, and then I'm just like, this is so. I'm just like, this is so predictable. Like this whole Serena versus Blair. I can't get into it.
Yeah, they did it.
But I might try. I'll try.
Because I just rewatched it again, because I only ever saw it once when it came out. Mm. It was like, I felt like it was mirror. It was not mirroring because I was not living that life, but I was like finishing high school when we're finishing.
Yeah.
High school. So like I was around that age bracket, and everyone was watching it, so I was watching it. But watching it back, there's so many things I was like, wow, this is crazy.
And the writers were actually writing. That's what I've noticed. Really did. A lot of
and the
shows.
Episodes were like 18 episodes.
So long.
What happened to shows with 18 to 20 something episodes? That's what we want. Because Netflix will give us 8 episodes. Look at Euphoria, and then 5-year break. or Stranger Things. Like, what is going on? Where is? I think Euphoria we remember what happened years ago.
Euphoria started in like 2020, and the show's not wrapped up.
It's so crazy.
Stranger Things like started in like 20, maybe 2018, 2016. I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like that show should have been wrapped up.
It's
why are we still?
It's like we don't need all the special effects, guys. Just tell us the story. It's okay literally. If it's like a cat character, like a people character. That's like,
yeah, literally.
We don't mind.
You've lost me.
Just give us what we want. We don't need literally, all of the special effects.
It's
just
too much.
Give us something. It's crazy. Like
I feel like
the problem
yeah
with TV now. Like mm-hmm, it's not enough episodes. Like
especially Netflix. I'm so sorry, Netflix. If you're watching this, I'm addressing you. You love to do 12 episodes limited series, only one season, but you know that the season is good. Why are you doing this to me? Do you know how many shows you started and I'm still waiting? Blue Eyed Samurai. When are we getting a season
what?
2?
What? I can't believe you like that show.
I love that show.
I cannot believe it. Wow.
When are we getting a season 2?
Because the way it ended, came out, they said there was season 2 coming soon. And
yes,
it's been like 2 years, maybe even
yes
more. Like, what?
No, I'm actually hurting. I thought just me.
I check every time.
Oh, when is the season 2?
That's really exciting though. You
because I like anime anyways, so anything anime or anime looking, I'm there. I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
And then I saw that, and then I was like, okay, this is a really good plot. This is a really really good plot. Like this is something I've never seen before in anime world. Only for 2 years to pass by, I still don't know what happened to homegirl.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Where is she now? She got on that
where
boat.
Is she? And where did she go? Where did she go?
Did she find
her
dad?
Oh my god. Literally. No, did she find him?
Did she kill him?
Because that was actually the reason why I even stayed. And I wanted to know, is she going to kill this man? Oh my gosh, no, because I'm tired of Netflix doing this. You start things, you don't have to finish it. I'm coming for you, Netflix. And when I catch you, Netflix, it's over. I'm tired. Like, stop doing this.
That's episode idea. And shows Netflix should stop playing with us.
Netflix.
So funny.
Stop playing with my emotion.
Yeah, that's so funny how we got here. So, yeah, fantastic.
But, I'm eager to watch it because I just want to see, like, I know time has passed. I just want to know how they brought that back to life because honestly, nobody was even checking for Fantastic
Four.
So I don't even
Fantastic
really, literally, what? Nobody also. Like I don't even remember someone saying, "Yeah, Fantastic Four."
Yeah.
I don't
so
remember
many others that like they haven't been done.
Done, and it's Fantastic Four.
So
you want to bring?
Yeah, like who asked for this?
I'm like, who asked for this? And then it's like you're not even bringing the original cast. Okay.
And also, it's not very diverse. It's giving...
Honestly, oh my gosh.
You know, it's like, it's not diverse at all.
And then,
at least
like,
Jessica Alba was playing a white woman.
Are you trying to tell me that the Rock Man is the only ethnic guy there or what? Because he's what is
he's
he?
Like
he's a rock.
He's the guy playing him is like a white man. Like
yeah.
Yeah, so they're all...
It's 2025, guys. Come on now. Even there's no disability, there's no trans, there's no nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's
like y'all could have.
Come on, guys.
It's not giving.
No.
I'm gonna still watch it. I'm gonna still watch it to give it its proper. I'm gonna still watch it. But guys, you could have done better. Like, come on, it's 2025 now.
Yeah. I don't have any more films. Do we any honorable mentions or anything you'd like to mention?
Oh, honorable mention, I do think that is gonna be good. So one is Lilo and Stitch. I feel like that movie has been talked about and there's a lot of buzz around it. Personally, I'm not going to watch it because I've heard that the ending is not the same as the original. And for me, you're not going to do that to me, okay? I grew up on Lilo and Stitch. You're not going to take my emotions and twist it. Yeah? So I hope you guys are happy. I hope you're happy, but I'm not going to watch it. And then another movie is Elio, which is basically about this little boy who loves space. He loves, like, the universe, and he has this huge adventure. I feel like that's going to be really good because one thing I've noticed with Disney is, like, they really know how to package a message, even if it's a children's movie. Like, for me, the best one they did, they've done so far was Inside Out. Like, honestly, yeah, that, even though it was a children's movie, clack it. If you watch that movie, it's for adults. It's not even for children. It's for us. Yeah?
This other one, I think it's called Soul. It's a Disney
film. Oh my gosh, that was so good.
So deep.
That was so good. But I do have a problem with that movie. I'm going to say this now. Disney, this is for you. Why is it every time, yeah, you've done this before. You've done it in Princess and the Frog, and you did it again. Every time it's a black actor, why are they not a human? Every time. So you mean to... Princess and the Frog. She's a frog for the whole movie. Even
Soul, he becomes something, doesn't he?
In Soul, he's a soul. He's a whatever thing. Why do y'all like to do that? Why do you guys like to do that? But in any other movie that doesn't contain black people, they're humans. Why do y'all like to do that? Clock it.
that's a good one. Good one. That's very true.
Like, it's getting annoying, and it's just very like, what the hell?
Yeah. We need another Tiana film, I think.
There was supposed to be, apparently, or there was supposed to be like a series, and that got cancelled. I'm tired. They keep doing this. Again, playing my emotions. Like, as if she's not the best princess out there. Honestly, like... I could talk about this one for so long, guys. So if this is what you want to see, just comment down below. This is something that's... I'm passionate, as you can see. Exactly. I'm passionate.
So, yeah, if you guys have any suggestions or you agree with some of our list, please put that in the comments. And
start a debate. Like, we wanna, I wanna see what you guys have to say.
Amazing. Do you have anything else you wanna add, or are we good?
That was my honorable mentions.
Do I have any honorable mention on my end of a film that I'm really excited to see? No, I think I'm more excited for series. I'm more excited for series. There's this one I watch on Prime, animated Vox Machina. I don't think it's coming out this year, but I really like it. I think it's coming out early next year. What else again do I really want to see? Honorable mention of a show that's currently out now, The Chi. Really, really good series. Yeah, I think that's it for me.
I'm gonna watch The Chi because really, truly, the series for me, I don't really watch. Like, I've been watching old stuff like Charmed. I've finished Ugly Betty, so I've been going back to the 2000s because I just feel like the writing is better. And
I'm gonna watch Ugly Betty again. I've never seen that over again, so I'll try. I'll watch it over again. It was very camp. I remember
very camp and very ahead of its time.
Yeah, very ahead of its time. Yeah, nobody was watching that with me as I was watching it. I think my sister put me on that, and she's like,
good.
So I'll try and watch that again because I feel like I'm doing a lot of rewatch.
Yeah, me too.
Series, so yeah, I'll do that. Nice. Well, thank you very much. This was another great episode of the Real Happy Hour podcast.
Honestly, had a time.
So much for listening. What should people do? Go on.
Guys, please subscribe, like, comment. Guys, tell your mama, tell your dad, tell your enemies. Pray to them. Pray to God and tell them in their sleep to subscribe to us. Because you don't want to miss out. Over here, we chop it up. We have fun.
Yeah. And please leave a review. Give us 5 stars on Spotify, Amazon Music. Like, just give us more reviews, more like positive reviews, and we will come back with more.
Content,
and we definitely
tell us what you want to hear. Like, what do you guys want us to talk about in the comments? We're open over here. Nothing is too crazy.
Yeah, we need to do Vox cutaway videos of something. Like we're going to be doing a lot of like event things coming soon. Like when we go to all of these events, so we'll be putting like new video packages in there. Like hopefully, film premieres.
Yeah,
even TV shows. Like I feel like I get tickets for a lot of like TV shows, like The Ant and Deck or Graham Norton, or you know, just something a bit different. Just chuck in there, like. Yeah, we saw this person. You know, when we do our catch ups, we saw this person.
Yeah, just commentary.
Yeah, commentary on that. So, yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. So, thank you. Thank you very much, Precious. Thank you very much, listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Very, very welcome. And
see you in the next one.
Yep. Bye, guys.